Today I got my Nest Hello doorbell from Google. It's so crazy. Thinking back when I was in business school, we were talking about the Internet of Things. And just going through the different things that my house is filled with the Internet of Things, I didn't even realize that I had fully adopted it. It's crazy. We can talk about that and throw in some tea, more ways that we need to be doing that as Christians, as business leaders, as consumers, and all that good stuff. Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening and sharing the show, tagging a friend. For all of you who help out and provide services that do things for the show, I really appreciate all of you. We are probably going to be doing a show until Friday, and then I'm taking a break for my baby girl to be born. If I'm not here tomorrow or if I'm not here Friday, it's because my baby girl was born earlier. I just wanted to let you guys know, just getting ready, getting things ready and stuff. I just need the time to do that even before she's born. So Friday is going to be my last day for a while. You'll get a break from the daily shows on the Fight Laugh Feast Network, which you can go over to flfnetwork.com, put in HGBT and get that sweet mug in the background you can see. You get tons of other great benefits. So go over, do that. Don't forget about our conference coming up in October. Looking forward to that a lot. You can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com. Find me on all the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. I got another consumer review from Kingsman Grooming Products. You can go over to kingsmangroomingpros.com. And they said they're never going back. I'm telling you, every single person that buys their beard balm, beard oils, their aftershave, pre-shave stuff, never goes back. And when they do, they realize... I was just talking with the CEO. Everyone who I have referred to it from the show has told me they've never gone back. I was talking with the owner of Kingsman Grooming Products, and he said that there sometimes people will use what's just left over after they try on my stuff, and then they realize the big difference. And it's the big difference is the ingredients used. Just like in cooking, I don't know anything about making beard balms or oils, but I know in cooking that ingredients are the most important things to make a delicious meal. And they have simple, natural ingredients that just do amazing things. So go check them out, kingsmangroomingpros.com, put in HGBT, get that discount, support a Christian company, and get great products. So I got this Nest Hello, and it was so funny because I was just looking at it today, and I was thinking, man, is this the Internet of Things? And I had to Google what exactly was the Internet of Things. Because when I was getting my master's in business and my MBA, when I was getting that, we were constantly coming up with ideas, coming up with case studies, coming up with problems to solve with the Internet of Things. And that was, I dropped out of school when I was 20, did some small businesses, and then 2008, 2009, went back and just finished my degree because the economy is going to crap. I graduated my master's in 2015. So between like 2014, around there, 2014, 2015, when I was finishing up my master's, we were doing Internet of Things, like studies, and just, it was almost like we were talking about outer space, about going out and discovering a whole new world. Is what would the economy look like with the Internet of Things? And now I have it in my home where I don't even think it's some kind of futurist technology. I think of it as things that help me with my day and make my day easier, helping me be more efficient and help my home run more efficiently and save me money. It's absolutely insane. I have the smart doorbell, the locks, the window sensors, the security cameras, and we have the smoke detectors, we have the thermostats, the light switches. Everything is run by the Internet of Things now in my house. Hundreds and hundreds of things. And it's so common and so part of my day that I didn't even remember what the Internet of Things was, because I thought, you know, not that I forgot what it was, because obviously I know that's what it is, but just the emotions and the mystery and the appeal and the futuristic
vision, the futuristic ideas of what could be the Internet of Things and what would it look like. I kind of went away and did my thing after I graduated, and it just came up and it creeped up and slowly but surely just slowly integrated, started with the thermostats, started with the smoke detectors, then the switches, then the locks, then the doorbell. And soon enough, everything's connected to the internet, making decisions for me, locking the door when I leave, opening my garage when I leave, closing the garage when I leave, opening it when I arrive. And I don't even think about things because the Internet of Things is working around me, using my GPS, using my location, knowing where my kids are, knowing when windows are open, knowing when I need to lock the door, all of this stuff. And it just slowly innovated and slowly crept in. Now, I want to tie that to something else that also is slowly creeping in, and it seems to be more rapidly, is the politics of the left creeping into business. And I tweeted about this the other day, but I thought this topic was good enough and worthy enough for a podcast as well, because it's really important. And this is where we need to start throwing some tea. And when I say that, I'm referencing the Boston Tea Party, where Americans had enough and started throwing the tea. Because you see, the left is really good at throwing tea. They're really good at making a fuss. They're really good at putting pressure on businesses. And the right is not. The right is busy working. The right is busy getting stuff done. But we need to learn how to throw tea and make a splash. A really big splash. Because I have a feeling. Now, I know that the majority of the country is not our conservative brand, our biblically based brand. I'm pre-mill after all. but I also know that the left, the far left, not the ones who would vote Democrat, who don't know any better, who are not really involved in politics, they've always voted that way and so on and so forth, but like the far left radicals are fewer than us. But they have been successful. They have made their way into universities. They've made their way into the sciences. They've made their way into entertainment, into music. And now it's saturated where it looks like they are the majority of the country. But it's not so. It's because they did what I'm trying to get us to do as Christians, as people that are espousing biblical values, proclaiming the Lordship of Jesus Christ, is for us to be successful, to get in those positions where we have authority, we have influence, and we look big. We get big. And when we throw tea, people notice because of how much tea we have to throw. So a lot of times, poor people, people that aren't influential, people that haven't climbed the ladder, when they throw a fit, it's not a big deal. So I was doing a survey for an organization, the Tampa Bay Lightning. I'm a hockey fan. I used to be a Kings fan, then all the, you know, gay pride stuff, and then plus being on the East Coast, I'm never staying up late enough for their games. They're terrible. Their management sucks. Their general manager doesn't do a good job, in my opinion. And so I've just started picking up the Lightning. I'm a fan. I think I like watching them play. They're fun to play. I mean, they're fun to watch to play. I mean, hockey's just a great sport all around. I can watch any hockey game, even minor league. I'm telling you, man, the minor leagues is by far the best minor leagues ever. I mean, obviously, I'm a diehard fan all the way through. And by the way, my nephew, shout out to Broderick, got drafted to the UN, I don't know, the one step before he goes to college and then the pros, but he's like legit guy. Shout out to Broderick. Good job, man. I'm so proud of you. You work harder than most kids or any kid I've ever met at your age, and it's paying off. So good for you. But okay, so Tampa Bay fan, they sent me a survey because I go to their games, and I was doing it, and I'm happy to do it because I know how valuable surveys are to businesses. That data is really valuable, and it's really good. So when I have time, I try to do it. They're usually not that long. If you're ever doing surveys, don't make them long. And they go to asking me my sex, male, female, non-binary, and other. Now, why would you... Or not other, it was declined to answer. That's what it was. Male, female, non-binary, declined to answer. Why would the Tampa Bay Lightning put something that is anti-science, scientifically, there's only two genders, that in Florida is definitely not the market for Tampa Bay, this non-binary thing, this LGBTQ thing. Why would they do it? It's because they think that the pushback they will get from people like us is smaller and less of a risk to their business than if they didn't put it and had a few trannies or whatever you want to be called for being non-binary would give them for not having it in the question. That is what they do. That is why businesses do these things. It's because they make a decision on what is going to cost them more. It's an opportunity cost. Is it going to cost them more to put non-binary in the gender question? Or is it going to cost them more to leave it out? Put it in, leave it out. Put it in, leave it out. And it's funny. I posted this and someone replied back with the analytics they get from Spotify. And they do the same thing. Male, female, non-binary, another. And the percentages were all male and female. No one was answering non-binary. And obviously that's anecdotal and things like that. And I'm sure there's people that don't follow me that have a large LGBTQ and would put non-binary and all that stuff. Like, I know there's people out there. But it's because that group who would get all in a hissy fit over not having non-binary being an option. Or even don't want to say. I mean, if you want to put don't want to say, that's fine. I don't care about that. But that they're going to be the louder ones. And I'm telling you guys, we need to learn how to throw tea. That is, when we see that, call it out, tag them like I did, and tell them, you're telling me you don't want my support, that you don't align with my values, that you don't want me to be your hockey team. You don't want me to be a part of your hockey team. You don't want my money. You're not representing me when you put that anti-science stuff in there. And you need to retweet that stuff. You need to like that stuff. You need to do it yourself. We need to learn how to coalesce and throw tea together to help others throw their buckets over and really start pushing back, not being rude, not being people that are unloving, but being direct, being intentional, calling things out, calling sin out, calling people to repentance. When we say we need to be loving as Christians, I'm not saying Disney love. I'm not saying worldly love. I'm saying the love of Jesus. That is turning tables at times, calling people brood of vipers, calling people whitewashed tombs, calling the establishment out for their usury of the poor, for their theft, for their mistreatment, for their injustice. And until we start doing that, we're not going to see the change we want to see. Until we do that, we're not going to see the businesses swinging back and being, oh man, you know what? The tides have turned back. We better not put non-binary. And it's not just with that. It's a ton of different things. It's support for abortion. It's people dropping the NRA, even though I'm not there's other organizations you can support besides the NRA, but it's like not giving them discounts. These are all battles that need to be fought and are being lost by us because we don't know how to throw tea over the ship. We don't know how to make it make a loud splash. So there's one thing of throwing the tea over where you are doing it yourself, that you are calling things out, you are standing up, you are making your request known, you're calling your representatives, you're calling your governors, you're contacting the businesses that you love to tell them you don't appreciate this stuff, or on the contrary, when they do something you like, you're supporting it. That's throwing the tea. Helping people throw the tea and making a big splash and helping make a big splash is when you see other people throwing tea over, is throwing them support, retweeting it, liking it, commenting on it, sharing it, and agreeing with it. And that is how we coalesce to make ourselves seem as big or bigger than the minority left-wing binary LGBTQ the alphabet crowd. So let's go out there, throw some tea. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.